Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Shaden, and this is a recording of our Bible study at Hope Collective Church that meets every Wednesday at 6:30 in the evening. If you are in between ages 18 to 40 years old, you are welcome to join. But for now, please enjoy this week's episode.
When Jesus spoke and he said certain words meant different things back then than they do today. When you guys think of the word pearl, it's not a very special item because your mom has it, your sister has it, your girlfriend probably has it. Some guys still wear it as well. It's an item that's very beautiful that every other person on Kauai basically owns, right? We see it all the time. If they hear the word pearl, it is nothing like the word that's used today. Yes, we're talking about the same item, but it's exponentially greater than the worth of a pearl today. Remember, these people, they would be lucky to even see a pearl in their lifetime because it was not a common item in those days. You can trade out the word pearl for something else. Let's say a Bugatti. Some of us may have never seen a Bugatti. I don't think any of us in this room has ever even touched a Bugatti. But you can trade out the word pearl for something just super exuberant, okay? Beyond your reach. So let's read this. Matthew 13, 44 to 45. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Let's talk about the treasure now. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it and went away and sold everything in order to purchase it. If you heard someone say this in that day, there are two major issues going on. The legality of it and the morality of it. In Deuteronomy, it says that if you find anything that has been lost, it is your responsibility to find the owner. Let's talk about the morality of it. How foolish would it be if someone here went home and sold everything to buy that Bugatti? If you're like me, and I sell everything, I could barely buy a 2010 Ford Focus or something, right? I'm just giving some background information from, I guess, what the type of thinking, the type of mentality, the type of culture that these people have grown up in. So the question I want to ask, was hiding the treasure dishonest? I'll ask another question. Would it be reckless? In our day and age, this would mean we sold everything to buy that 2025 Tundra. Is that reckless? Absolutely reckless. When Jesus said this parable, this is the bickering that would go on. The parables are always meant for people to chew on. Only a few times Jesus explained the parables. He said these parables, and it's like he walked away, and he's like, okay, figure it out, good luck. But in order to, I guess, understand, I guess, the answer to those questions, we have to kind of look at what the treasure and pearl is referring to. The answer that we're going to study tonight is that the hidden treasure and the pearl is referring to the knowledge of God and the knowledge from God. And there's these scriptures here that talks about treasure and pearls, all right? Proverbs 2, 3 to 15, no, 3 to 5. If you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Proverbs 3, 13 to 15. Happy is a man who finds wisdom and the man who gets understanding. For the gain of it is better than the gain from silver and its profit better than gold. It is more precious than jewels and nothing you desire can compare with it. Job 28, 18. The price of wisdom is greater than pearls. So again, when Jesus spoke these parables, he's talking to a crowd of believers. So actually, a lot of believers knew these scriptures. Not all of them, but I would say probably most of them knew about these scriptures because they grew up hearing Psalms, hearing Job. So sometimes when they hear the word pearl or they hear the word treasure, they can circle it back to what they heard in Bible study in the temple or something like that, right? So the original question before we read these was Jesus contradicting Jewish law? Was he suggesting for his followers to be reckless? The answer is no, absolutely not. If that were the case, you're focusing on the wrong angle of the metaphor. It's about the kingdom, it's about Jesus. Those things were never meant to be hidden. About the knowledge of who God is, of what God does, that was always meant to be spread throughout the world, right? It's about the value of the knowledge. Okay, it kind of boils down to this. Treasure is in the eye of the beholder. Psalms 119:2 says this, "The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver." You will not find treasure if you have no value for it. You will not find the worth in that pearl if you don't have a heart for that pearl. Think about it. All of us here, we have value and worth in things that are completely different than someone sitting across the other room. There's a first century rabbi, Yossi is his name, top five rabbis to like ever live. And a group of people, rich people, were like, "Hey, we will pay you," this is written, okay, in their books, "we will pay you hundreds and thousands of gold, silver, stones, like diamonds, all these treasure, if you come and live with us and teach us just for a little bit." And he turned it down. And he would say, I will not dwell anywhere where the Torah is not. For him, being near the Torah, that meant everything to him. He wanted to be in the vicinity of the Torah. Okay, we're talking about just a Jew here. We're not like that. We don't have to be in the vicinity of the Torah. But how many of us as Christians have that worth in Jesus, in the kingdom? So the question is, what is your treasure? This right here is one of the greatest quotes ever written. What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. Is he your treasure? Is he all that matters? That you will do anything for him? You'd give up anything for him? Or is he someone that you just pray to before you eat dinner? Someone that you treat like a genie or a fast food restaurant? When you need a quick pick-me-up, you go to the drive-thru and you read a cute little scripture in Psalm and you say, "God, help me be not depressed." And then when you're not depressed and you're happy, you move on. Often, God is not our treasure. God is not what we're working to become or to be with. How happy we would be if we could find the treasure of which the gospel speaks. All else would be as nothing, as it is boundless. The more you search for it, the greater the riches you will find. Let us search unceasingly, and let us not stop until we have found it. When we read something like this, sometimes it's so profound that you think it must be a theologian or someone that's got it together. But if you read this quote before, this comes from a man named Brother Lawrence. He wrote this book called Practicing the Presence of God, and it was one of the most best sellers in those days. And this was a guy who was basically poor, and all he did all day was wash dishes. You could say he had the most happiest life in the world. There are stories of him where he's washing dishes and he would break down and start weeping in joy because he is in the presence of the Lord. No matter what he is doing, he is in the presence of the Lord, and that gave him joy throughout the day. The treasure is in the eye of the beholder. The more you search for treasure, the greater the worth of that treasure becomes. Think about it. People who love fishing, people who love riding dirt bike, people who love hunting, they are always watching YouTube videos of it, almost obsessed on that hobby or whatever. And that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying that's bad. But for them, they would work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week to buy that new boat next year, to buy that new dirt bike next year, whatever that is, whatever treasure that is, because they're constantly viewing content of that item. Therefore, their mind kind of transitions to, that is worth everything. That's worth my time. That's worth my work. That's worth my blood and sweat. I will sacrifice my hours. I will sacrifice time away from family to work, sacrifice away from friends and hobbies so I can make enough money to purchase that treasure. How happy we would be if we could find the treasure of which the gospel speaks. All else would be as nothing, as it is boundless. The more you search for it, the greater the riches you will find. Let us search unceasingly. Let us not stop until we have found it.
Thank you for listening to this week's Bible study at Hope Collective Church. Feel free to join us next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. if you are in between ages 18 to 40, or join our Sunday morning service at 8 or 9:30. See you next time.